Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for my show. And I'm very excited to be here today with Art Geiser. He's my guest. We're going to talk about energetic NLP. We're going to talk about living authentic and your energy thumbprint, I think, in some ways. So it's very nice to have you here, Art. How are you today?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day here in Southern California, and I'm thrilled to be on your show. So I'm
happy. Oh, nice. Where are you in Southern California? What part?
The Hollywood Hills West, they call it.
Oh, nice.
Hollywood Hills.
So. Yeah. You're not too far from the ocean.
No, I can see it.
Yeah, I was going to say, as the crow flies, right?
As the crow flies. Yeah, when they have little personal drones, it'll be really interesting.
As long as we don't. I remember one time I could like see it and I kept driving and driving. Oh, well, I'm in Northern California and it is very nice today too. It's kind of chilly and beautiful. So,
I'm a part-time San Francisco person too. So,
oh yeah. Oh, for the cold.
No, I have a house here and apartment up there. Yeah. So I go back and forth.
The fog. I was in the city last weekend and I honestly, the fog was so thick along the, my class was right on the ocean and it was, the fog was so thick. I was just like driving on trust.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
I know. So, I'm so glad you came on the show and I just love some of your messages. So why don't you share a little bit about what are the carrots of energy work? Like what are the carrots? What do I get if I do some of this work and I shift my energy? What comes out of that?
Well, I'll make a vague statement first is it'll enhance every aspect of your life because how your energy field is set up in your energetic programming affects literally every aspect of your life. One thing's for your listeners, I think, because so many of them are heart-centered entrepreneurs who have, challenges around getting their work out in the world, is that, everybody knows that we have unconscious blocks and people do a lot of work on themselves, on their conscious beliefs and their unconscious blocks, but that's really just the tip of the iceberg. Our energy fields, there's enormous amounts of I think of them as actually spiritual cages, not cages in a bad way, but those cages can include our karma, what are called spiritual contracts. It also includes the fact that we've been programmed energetically about what we can and can't do in life. And that a lot of that is ancestral and societal programming. Mm. I think for the kind of people that listen to your show, we don't fit the old programming. So my East European relatives, which is my background, they wanted to not stand out, not be noticed.
Right. Don't be a tall poppy. You're just going to get your head cut off. I'm sure I had lifetimes where I was such a magic person that my head got cut off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny with my students, and those go, how many of you have a feeling you've had lifetimes where you burnt at the stake, your head was cut off or something or exiled?
And yeah.
Half the room erased their hand,
Right. And even it's so interesting you bring this up, and I don't know why visibility is showing up, but when you do stand up and you're more visible, it's very interesting all the things that come up, like all the judgments of others, mm-hmm. like all the ways we're rewarded for playing small. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And what's fascinating to me, though, we live in a time, at least in the Western world, in particular with the internet, where you can stand out and even be a little weird and be incredibly successful. Excuse me, but our old programming is trying to tell us the opposite and keep us from this incredible freedom that we have now to be out there, to be unique, and to be able to, even if there's maybe a small percentage of the people in the world who think like you do, on the internet, there's millions of them.
Well, that's what's been so fun for me, as a publisher, podcast host. I get to speak with some of the most brilliant people on the planet, and there are no walls. I mean, there really are no walls. I can be talking to Singapore, Australia, Germany, Rhode Island, and California on the same day.
I know, it's so, so incredible. And isn't for me, it? Part of why it's important, I think that everybody needs to learn about energy work and certain spiritual principles, because they, you know, I meet so many wonderful people who are beating themselves up because they can't figure out why they're stuck or why they're not doing better. Or they'll look at somebody, I remember having a woman client once tell me, she goes, I'm not being arrogant, but I see guys that are half as smart as I am, and they're, you know, 10 times more successful. And like, I can't figure out what's going on. And and because, you know, we're doing the inner work, but we're doing it only on a kind of more Freudian, unconscious sort of level, and ignoring all of these other things because people don't know about them. And then, but then they beat themselves up, like, what's wrong with me? Or maybe I'm this, maybe that, I'm that, and not really realizing there's unconscious programming that's putting them in a cage, or there's karma, or there's spiritual contracts, and that there are ways to open up those cages, but that you can only go so far with working with the unconscious mind and the way people typically do it, as wonderful as that is. And that's part of energetic NLP, but it's only part of it.
Mm-hmm. So if you had to just say it in like 35 seconds, what is it? So
energetic NLP is this unique mixture of spiritual principles, transformative and healing energy work, intuition development, and NLP. And NLP, I know you know, but for your listeners, stands for neuro-linguistic programming. And it was started as a way to work with people. How do you make deep, rapid changes? And it was started by studying therapists who sometimes in one session could get years worth of changes in somebody. And
yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah.
I like, it was funny. I remember, I was trying to think, I went to someone for help. It's like the 1980s, and oh gosh, I think her name is Belinda. I can't remember. And it was in Marin County. And I went to her for help with something, a problem I was having. And it was with a boss. And she did this work with me with Huna. Hmm. And in like 5 hours, like, we changed the course of everything. Like, it completely changed. Yeah, and I was working in Southern California, actually. So then after that weekend, I went back to my job at Santa Barbara as a news reporter, and everything had shifted. But then it was really funny because I pinged her, and what I found out was I had to keep practicing it for a while. Like, it was like, it was a magic wand, but then it didn't end there. Like, I had to keep kind of going. Does that make sense?
Yes, and for your listeners, the good news is, so when we work with people with energetic NLP, if we've changed the energetic programming, the spiritual contracts, the karma, you know, it doesn't come back. If you, it's a little bit like when you remove something from your computer. Sometimes you delete something, but there's other files connected to it, and you have to go search them out to get rid of the entire program.
Yeah.
In the same way, sometimes we get a piece of something, but it's kind of like when you're, to use a different metaphor, like if you're weeding a garden and you only get the top of the weed, but you left the roots. Mm. In energetic NLP, we always want to get the roots first, then we deal with the top of the weed, because otherwise it will come back, you know?
So why don't you give us, we have a few minutes left, why don't you give us like one tool that my entrepreneur listeners can take whatever it is that you teach and kind of use it in their business? Just one practical tip.
Great, and how long do I have, did you say?
I'm not very long.
Okay, then I'll let people know. I'll explain it real quickly, and later, you know, they'll be able to go to a website where they can listen to it in more depth for free. But you can access your energetic and spiritual abilities by using metaphors and symbols, and it allows the unconscious mind to open up those abilities. And one of those symbols, it's also a metaphor that I like a lot, is the idea of a magnet, because we all played with magnets when we were children, and we know that they have energy and they can pull things to them. So when you're a kid, you had a magnet and you held a pin up if you let go of the pin, the magnet did all the work and just pulled the pin to it. And people's energy fields are just like every other part of them. They're constantly getting dirty. But what they're getting dirty with is other people's energy. And it's not. And it's not whether the energy is good or bad. It's just, it's not yours. And another person's emotions and thoughts in it.
Right.
Why sometimes people go, I don't know why I'm, and it starts when we're in the womb. We start absorbing our parents' energy.
True story.
Yeah. So I can deal with somebody who's in their 50s and going, I'm anxious. I've always been anxious. I can't ever remember not being anxious. And I've learned to take a deep breath and slow it down. And I've had therapy, but I'm still anxious. And it's because when I work with them, they'll have anxiety in their space from somebody else, a parent or sibling or teacher or somebody. And it just has kept operating. And the reason they can't really heal it is it's not theirs. But you can clear it.
Nice.
And there's more to it than what we're going to do with the magnets. But this is a really great start. And people, if they practice it, they'll feel a difference. And let me just say, if anybody's listening to this while you're driving, don't try to do this while you're driving, because it makes you go inward, not how you want to be when you're driving. You know, listen to the recording later. But all you do is you imagine out in front of you that there's this energy magnet. And then you give your own inner wisdom and spirit permission to release to that magnet, to let go to that magnet, any energy in your energy field that your inner wisdom and spirit are ready for you to let go of, that isn't yours. And then you just pretend. And we're really big in energetic NLP, like just pretend something's working and then you'll find out later. But I found out over years of teaching people with it.
It's okay. We got believers here, babe. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, but I mean, they learn the process. They're believers in my classes, but they learn the processes more quickly if they quit trying to do it right. And then like a five-year-old, they go, okay, it's going out. You know, I mean, just pretend it's going out. And then you drop that magnet into the earth with all those energies on it. And you give the earth permission to recycle that energy. You put another magnet high above your head and let it clear your energy field and body from your shoulders up through your neck, your head, the inside of your head, forehead, back of the skull, all around the head. And even going up about 9 feet, 3 meters, you just let the magnet clear that whole space of any energies your inner wisdom and spirit don't want. You drop that in the earth. You put a magnet way behind you and clear the back of your body and energy field. And this one's my favorite because a lot of energy hides behind our backs, literally. You drop that into the center of the earth. And then there's just one more magnet. You put it in the earth and it clears from the base of your spine down through your legs and feet, going down about a meter, 3 feet below your feet, and then all around you.
Wow.
And then you'll always want to refill. And I'll repeat the steps quickly in a minute. But you imagine. But
actually, I don't know if we can repeat the steps quickly, okay. But why don't we let people know the URL for the gift that you gave? And let's let people know how they can find you and just find out a lot more about you. And since we're just kind of teasing you with this little snip of Art Geiser, everyone, his message is all about energetic NLP. He's exceptionally gifted, and he actually made a gift just for us. So Art, why don't you share with us how people can find that?
I'd be happy to. If they go to my webpage, energeticnlp.com, the word energeticnlp.com, or they can just go ENLP for energetic NLP, ENLP, the number 7.com, and then put a slash and put Erica, your first name. And they'll go to a special page where they can access two different videos that will teach them in depth how to do like some essential energy processes. And they also have the opportunity to have a free one-on-one session with me. And that's that's all explained on that page.
So okay. Again,
energeticnlp.com/Erica or ENLP7.com/Erica.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.